You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen.
Good morning and welcome back to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio. I'm your host, Carol Morgan, and I'd like to recognize our show sponsor, Denham Marketing. Celebrating our 25th anniversary in 2024, Denham Marketing works to make your marketing a comfortable fit. So give us a call if you need original content for social media, public relations, marketing campaigns, email marketing, blogging, etc. Well, this morning, I am super excited to welcome my longtime friend, Mandy Crater, to the show. She is Executive Director with HomeAide Atlanta, an organization that builds and renovates transitional housing for Atlanta's homeless community. I am super proud to support HomeAide Atlanta and serve on its board of directors. So this is going to be a super fun show. Welcome to the show, Mandy.
Thank you so much. And I'm so glad to be back.
I'm glad to have you here. Well, take a quick minute and tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, I'm actually early April this year celebrating 9 years at HomeAide Atlanta and pretty much been in the building industry my whole career. It was a little bit accidental, I guess. I mean, I have a degree in public relations for my undergrad and then got a job at the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association. And then everybody I knew was in the building industry. So I moved around a little bit in that industry, but ended up back at HomeAide, because HomeAide is the designated charity of the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association and gets a ton of support from the HBA. And I'm happy to be home and celebrating a milestone coming up. Not quite a decade, but pretty close doing this job.
That's super exciting. And I will say that I think HomeAide is exactly where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. You have done phenomenal things for the organization. So congratulations on 9 successful years. I'm looking forward to seeing 9 more successful years with you at the helm or more. For our audience who may not be familiar with HomeAide Atlanta, give us a little bit of an overview of the organization.
Well, we've been here in the Atlanta market for going on 22 years. It'll have our anniversary later this year for 22 years. And what our mission is to build new lives for people experiencing or at risk of homelessness through construction, community engagement, and education. We do that, again, by partnering with our friends in the building industry, primarily residential folks, but we've worked with some commercial people as well. Basically, we get discounts and donations from our friends in the building industry and use those for our friends in the nonprofit housing service provider industry that have construction projects. So an organization that is helping veterans experiencing homelessness that needs some maintenance or wants to add 9 new units or all kinds of different things. I mean, we do everything from one day painting and landscaping projects with volunteers to ground up construction where we've built an 8-unit apartment building for moms and children that are experiencing homelessness. So it's an interesting organization, very grassroots. The builders themselves came up with it back in 1989 in Southern California, just looking around and seeing the need and saying, what do we do? How do we solve this problem? Because it's our job to build houses.
Yeah. And it's a phenomenal solution. It's kind of from a different angle, because you would think that the organizations that we're helping, you know, would organize all this themselves, but they don't have the wherewithal or the know-how to organize these big construction projects. So it makes sense, but it is a different, certainly a different twist on a nonprofit, but it works. And of course, along the way, we have kind of morphed into some other areas and things we do. You know, it's spring, which means it's time for the Essentials Drive. Talk about the Essentials Drive and how it originated and give us all the details on it.
Well, we are part of a network of 19 affiliates nationwide. So there is a HomeAide America, and then there are other folks throughout the country that do what we do. But 23 years ago, when we first started, we said, hey, there's a lot of organizations we're working with that have moms and babies, and realizing there was a need for additional volunteer opportunities, because when I need a plumber, I need a plumber. I don't need a mortgage banker. But a mortgage banker can buy diapers, and pretty much anybody can buy diapers. And the other big thing that we realized in just starting to learn more about the work and the need was there is not a support system for this kind of thing. So you have the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, used to be food stamps, that helps with food insecurity, but there's no mechanism to buy essential items like diapers and wipes, and they're so expensive. Each child costs about $80 a month to diaper a child, and that's a lot of money when you're trying to think about lodging and you're trying to add that into your food budget. I mean, there's just a lot of pressure on these moms that are already in crisis. And so we thought, okay, what can we do? How can we help? And so we decided right before Mother's Day, let's do a big community-wide drive, collect as many diapers and wipes as we possibly can, and then deliver those to our friends on the Friday before Mother's Day as a present to help them kind of keep doing what they're doing and provide the support that the people that they're working with in crisis need.
So the Essentials Drive, it kicked off April 1 and runs through the 31st. And we're looking for diapers and wipes and what else?
Diapers, wipes, another couple of things that people don't really think about, but that are necessary hygiene items are feminine hygiene products and adult diapers. So there are some organizations that we work with that are helping people with developmental challenges. Postpartum, you need that sometimes. I mean, there's just a lot of different hygiene items that can be contributed. And so we're taking diapers, we're taking wipes primarily, but anybody that wants to bring us feminine hygiene products or adult diapers, they're also on the list for folks that we're trying to support.
Yeah. And speaking of the list, where can people find the list?
Well, there's a couple different ways. I mean, again, whatever diapers and wipes you want to buy, we'll take them. But on Amazon and on Target, we have registries that are listed as Homemade, the first name, Atlanta, the second name in the registry. And it's got a whole list of everything that we need, from pull-ups to wipes to, again, the feminine hygiene products and adult diapers and just all kinds of things that will help support folks that are in need.
Right. So folks can shop from the comfort of their office or their home and send things direct to you via Amazon or Target, or they can drop things off. So where are some of the spots to drop things off this year?
Well, all of the South State Bank locations throughout Metro Atlanta are hosting drop-off sites, public drop-off sites, and it'll be listed on, or it is listed already on our website. There's a map of all of the locations where you can drop things off. Just sometimes you forget when you go to the bank to bring diapers, so it may be easier to just go to Amazon or Target since everybody's shopping that way now anyway. But yeah, whatever works, and we'll take it. And there are opportunities still for, or like a church or like a women's group or men's group, whomever, to host your own drive. So if you want to do a collection in your neighborhood through your HOA, then you can let us know, reach out to us, and we'll add you to the map. So maybe we're a new location that we can count on, and then we'll let you know how to drop things off.
Yeah. And I imagine for the members of the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association that some of the various events throughout April will be collecting diapers and wipes and other things. So usually Professional Women in Building does that, and Sales and Marketing Council, and probably a few other meetings and groups. So keep an eye out for that as well. You talked a little bit about service providers, but speak a little bit more about specifically who this benefits. Who are some of those organizations?
Organizations like the Drake House. So we've worked with the Drake House pretty much since our inception and since their inception. They started in Atlanta in 2005, and they support women in crisis and women and children in crisis. And they've got everything from emergency housing to now affordable housing, ranging from timeframes of 6 months for somebody that just needs somewhere to stay right now to kind of get it, take a breath and figure some things out, to ladies that are moving forward with their lives, but that can't quite move to self-sufficiency. They have a 2-year program now at the Drake Village, and those ladies can stay there for a couple of years and continue to save. They do pay rent. But this kind of gets them a little further down the road because it's a low rent and they can save some money. And
right.
Like the Drake House, we've partnered with them on 5 projects now. They have 100 beds that serve women and children. And that's all because of the work that HomeAid has done throughout the years with them to help remodel 4 apartment buildings now so that they can house women and children. So that's one of the best examples. We also work with the Atlanta Children's Shelter, which is a low-income daycare. So it's not always a housing service provider, but people that are serving people that have a need and mm-hmm. can provide diapers for these moms so they don't have to worry about it when they drop their kids off at daycare, that's just included in that service. So that kind of thing. And we've got 20 other organizations at least, and we're adding a couple as we kind of move through the process here. We've delivered to up to 24 almost annually, organizations that we built for in the past, and then just some that we know have needs and that we're trying to get to know a little better.
That's fantastic. I've been fortunate enough to work on Sorting Day, where we take the giant list of what each organization wants, and then literally it's like shopping for them. So we go shopping in all the donations and then make a pile basically of what it is they need so that gets delivered to them, the day after Sorting Day. So I know we're always looking for volunteers to help sort. So that's another way you can get involved. Talk a little bit about Beyond the Essentials Drive. How else can people get involved with HomeAid Atlanta?
There's a few opportunities. So right now, buying diapers is the mm-hmm. quickest and easiest, but we have other opportunities where we put together hygiene items that we call care kits. And those are the things that you can't get on any support system. Deodorant, soap, like a hairbrush, some socks, mm-hmm. those kind of things that are, again, in high need for people in particular living directly on the streets that just don't have access to any of these items. We pretty much buy all of the things through in bulk, and then we have an assembly day, and that's with companies. They do that for team building, and then we contact our outreach partners like Safe House Outreach. We just recently gave items to the DeKalb Library Foundation because there's a lot of folks that go to the library when it's really cold outside or really hot outside, or they just need a little break to come inside. And so instead of sort of shooing people away, the DeKalb Library Foundation said, what can we do? How can we help? What can we provide that will help these folks, as they move throughout their day? And so folks like that are doing outreach, that are really trying to talk to people that are experiencing homelessness, that are literally on the streets, to understand, why are you in these circumstances and how can we connect you with services that can move you forward, that can help you find a safe place to call home, even if it's temporary?
Crafting the perfect marketing strategy is like constructing the perfect pair of jeans. You need all the right components and expertise. Unlike trying on a dressing room full of jeans, denim marketing makes the process painless and easy. Denim marketing is the market leader in creating quality, original content for home builders, developers, remodelers, and others in the industry. Call 770-383-3360 or email Carol at denimmarketing.com to find out how denim marketing can be a comfortable fit for your social media, public relations, marketing campaigns, email marketing, blogs, and other marketing needs.
So with these care kits, if people want to help assemble them, are there specific days or can they as a group sign up to do them? What's the best way for them to move forward?
Generally, it's a group effort because there is a fundraising component to it so that we can just buy all of the items in bulk. We've had it. We've tried a couple of times to just collect items. We never quite get the exact things that we need and the exact quantities. So it's much easier to really just kind of have a fundraising effort. And then we buy all the items and we help put them all together and connect them to service providers that need them. We're actually doing it right now with a senior in high school. He needed hours for his volunteer hours for his to graduate. And his dad happens to be a builder and happens to know who we are and reached out.
That's fantastic.
It is. It's very exciting. But really the best way is just go to our website at homemadeatlanta.org and just let us know you're interested in helping with that. And we can get all the details squared away.
So those are care kits. Talk a little bit about care days and how those work.
So care days are the one day volunteer days that we do, primarily painting. We've kind of narrowed it down to about three activities. You're either going to be painting, you're going to be doing landscaping, or you're going to be doing demo. We just did a demo day with our friends at O'Dwyer Homes last Friday at an organization called Push Ministries. They provide low-income housing. We were clearing out 14 apartment units, so they can remodel them and get them ready for, I think 10 of them are going to be devoted to veterans, and then the rest would just be devoted to individuals in need in the community. And this will give them a head start. So they're doing fundraising to get this construction project completed, but now it's just a little easier because we've provided the labor to do all of the demo. And the way that we do Care Days is very similar to Care Kits. We usually work with an organization or a group because we have to guarantee the amount of labor and the skills necessary to do the project. So sometimes we have small repair projects, and depending on the group, we pair them with the right location. So sometimes people are saying, okay, my office is on the south side of town, so I would like to work down on the south side of town. Some folks are saying, you know, hey, we're Sherwin-Williams. We want to do a paint day because we have expertise in that area. And we know that pretty much everybody believes that they can paint. And we have found that not everybody can paint, but that's okay. We find other things.
I can't paint. I could do it if I want to, but it's hard. It's hard to do it very neatly. It's like you almost need a professional to go in and tape everything for you, because I think the taping is the hardest part. Once you get the tape in, it's a little easier to paint. But yeah, not my favorite thing to do.
But we do have folks that are very, you know, meticulous, and we have them in charge of all of the cutting in and the taping, and then everybody else rolling. So it all works out. But again, the easiest way to find out about opportunities to volunteer for Care Days and get your group on a list for us to kind of add you to the mix is to go to our website.
All right. So what about the bigger projects? What do you have on the plate this year that you're excited about?
I'm excited about starting and finishing 4 major projects this year. So I have proclaimed it here on your show that we are going to get these projects done. For various reasons, they've been starting to start for a while, but we're going to get them started and we're going to get them finished. We're working with Lennar in the city of Atlanta to add 9 affordable apartment units for veterans with an organization called VEO, a Veterans Empowerment Organization. We are working with Meritage down in Clayton County, and they are building a supportive service center for an organization called Gigi's House, and they help girls escape human trafficking. So working with teenage girls that are trying to change their lives and move forward. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a place where they can go to school, where they can meet with law enforcement, where they can meet with counselors. They've got 20 beds, and we added 10 of those a couple years ago, and now they have a great need for this supportive services center. So we're going to finish that this year. We're actually pouring concrete there, so that one is moving forward a little quicker than some of the other ones. And then we're working with Taylor Morrison in 2 locations. So in Decatur, we're building with an organization called Breakthrough House, recovery residences for women that are recovering from addiction. There'll be 2 houses, 1 for single women and then 1 for women that still have custody of their children, and provide a place for both the women and children to stay together. And then we're working up in Canton with an organization that we've worked with in the past called North Georgia Angel House. Mm-hmm. They are foster care group home for teenage girls. And they have a need for a visitation center that's kind of at the edge of their campus, just for a little added security. So sometimes the folks that are coming to visit the girls are part of the reason that they're in foster care. And so it's a lot easier to kind of control the campus and keep everybody safe if you've got a place kind of on the edge of campus for those meetings and for donation drop-off, that kind of thing.
So yeah, that's fantastic.
You live there, you kind of stay on the perimeter.
Yeah.
So we're working on those 4 big things, and we hope to finish all of them by the end of this year.
That is super exciting. So hopefully, since one of them started, that one will conclude quickly. And then the rest that have been starting to start, hopefully we can wrap up by fourth quarter. We'll talk a little bit about affordable housing. I know that's something that we, as a HomeAid board, have, you know, looked at and focused on a little bit and are trying to figure out how to get involved with it. But, you know, I know you've taken a much deeper dive into it. So talk about some of the possibilities there and where you see that going.
Well, like I said, we're doing it to a certain extent, working with the service providers that we're always already working with. So the care day that we did on Friday with Push Ministries, that's going to provide affordable units. The project that we're doing with Lennar at Veterans Empowerment Organization is going to provide additional affordable housing units. So we're doing what we were already doing, just in a more long-term sense, because we focus primarily on emergency and transitional housing in the past, and now we're kind of expanding that view to provide permanent supportive housing or just affordable housing in general. But really, I've started talking about it, and I've heard this recently and adopted this vernacular that it's about housing affordability, not affordable housing. Because so many people, I have a niece and her fiance that just graduated from law school who have put bids on, I know, 20 houses.
Yeah.
And they don't have cash and they're just starting out and they have good jobs and they're still having an issue with it. So it's not even just about, when you think about affordable housing, it's almost a bad word anymore.
Right.
And people are thinking, of course, of othering, you know, those people.
Right.
And those people are my niece that just graduated from law school. So
yeah.
It's a different mindset. And I think what I'm trying to focus more on and what our lane is working with our service provider friends and really just making connections for builders that we know to other opportunities to provide affordable housing. We're talking to Atlanta Neighborhood Development Partners because they have been doing this for years and they have funding mechanisms in place that we would not normally have access to. So introducing our builder friends to them. I think Lennar is talking to them about possibilities. And then we have builders that have come to us that are trying to, what if we just did one or two affordable units within the subdivision that we're already doing?
Right.
Exploring opportunities that makes sense and that it doesn't cause problems, you know, with the HOAs and just with all of the regular funding mechanisms that don't exactly allow for it. And then working with our friends at the Home Builders Association that are having ongoing conversations with municipalities that are saying that they want affordable housing, but then also saying, you know, okay, well, we need impact fees and we need some additional restrictions about having brick on the exterior of homes or whatever.
Or you can't build a house smaller than 2,500 square feet.
Yes, minimum square footage and minimum lot sizes too. So lots of different ways that we can think about it. And we're trying to kind of make connections and attack it from all angles. I'm hoping that this fall I'll be able to help with a class at Georgia Tech. So having a cross-functional group of architects, engineers, and building construction students think about it.
That'll be fantastic. Yeah, I think it's something that everyone's going to have to work on and, you know, approach from whatever their angle is. And it's going to take all of us working together to solve it. And we need a big dose of help from the government to make the recipe work, because so much of the exclusionary zoning is really, it's really hurting the ability to build anything affordable anywhere.
Or just restrictions. Yeah. I mean, just to say, okay, it has to be, like you said, 2,500 square foot minimum lot or minimum house size.
Yep.
It doesn't work. The math doesn't work exactly. And so that's what we're trying to do is talk to our friends that are experts in building and then talk to folks that have access to different programs and services that we don't normally work with, that our builder friends don't normally work with, that could help them kind of see a different way to build.
Right. Well, for our listeners who want to get more information on Homemade Atlanta, where can they go?
Once again, the website is probably the best location. That's pretty much where we put all of our stuff, which is homemadeatlanta.org. And then we have social media. We have Facebook and LinkedIn are primarily where we talk about what's going on at Homemade. And then you can call our main line, which is 678-775-1401. And ask whatever questions you need and we'll see what we can do to help. So that's one amazing thing about working at Homemade is we're pretty flexible and we're always learning and we're always trying to do more to meet the needs for our neighbors that are experiencing homelessness and build a future without homelessness.
Absolutely. So for anyone listening who wants to get involved in the Essentials Drive, help with care kits, help with care days, help on a project. With the projects, we're always looking for captains. And Mandy mentioned Meritage, Lennar, and
Taylor Morrison.
Taylor Morrison are some of our captains for this year, but there have been a lot of builders. So don't feel left out if I didn't mention you. Lots of home builders have supported those projects over the years. So we're always looking for those, you know, project captains, as well as if you work for a building material supplier, if you want to donate, you know, shingles or lumber or, you know, whatever it is, we always are needing supplies as well. So you can reach out to Mandy about that too.
And trades. I mean, electricians, yep, plumbers. I mean, there's, again, that's a high demand, and we need that expertise.
Right. So lots and lots of ways to get involved. So hopefully something that we've talked about today on the show will spur your interest, and you'll give HomeAid a call and let them know how you would like to volunteer and support their fantastic mission. So with that, it's a wrap of this week's Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio. I want to thank Mandy Crater, Executive Director with HomeAid Atlanta, for joining me in studio today. On behalf of our show sponsor, Denham Marketing, I'm your host, Carol Morgan. If you enjoyed today's show, please go to iTunes and give us a positive rating and review. If you want to make sure to never miss a show, then go to iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify and sign up to receive the downloads for Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio. And you can continue the conversation and read a lot more if you go to AtlantaRealEstateForum.com and subscribe to our daily newsletter. If you're interested in being on the show, then shoot me an email, carol@denimmarketing.com, and let me know what you'd like to talk about. With that, thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing everyone right here again next week.
Today's episode was made possible by Denim Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360. Or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.